News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Thursday, June 22nd. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Penn State says it'll be partly cloudy and mild today, high of 79, thunderstorms tonight, a low of 60, a high of 80 tomorrow, and thunderstorms tomorrow night, a low of 59.
Today we have email, but on this day in 1942, V-mail, or Victory Mail, was sent for the first time. V-mail used a special paper for letter writing during World War II. It was designed to reduce cargo space taken up by mail sent to and from members of the armed services. The letters written on this special paper were opened at the post office, censored, and reduced in size by photography. One roll of film contained 1,500 letters. V-mail began on this day 75 years ago. In today's news, late June will bring a traffic change on the PennDOT Route 6 project in Cowdersport Borough. Begun in 2016, the two-year project will result in an improved roadway surface throughout downtown Cowdersport, as well as sidewalk improvements and bridge repairs. Next Thursday, June 29th, PennDOT will implement a new phase of traffic control on the project, with traffic switching to the completed lanes on Main Street and Chestnut Street. Construction will then begin on the remaining lanes. Traffic control will consist of one direction, one lane of travel maintained on Route 6, with local detours used for the opposite direction of traffic. Availability of parking in the downtown area will be reduced, and drivers should also be prepared for travel delays in and around Cowdersport. The stage of construction is expected to be completed in early September, at which time construction will be started on 2nd Street. And of course, all work is weather dependent. The work zone stretches along Route 6 from West Street to Ludwig Lane. Overall work includes roadway reconstruction, drainage improvements, bridge rehabilitation, traffic signal upgrades, waterline relocation, pavement markings, and miscellaneous items. Glenn O. Hallbaker Incorporated of State College is the contractor for the $4.8 million project, which will continue through November. And PennDOT announces that the replacement work for a box culvert on the 11-mile road in Oswego Township has been delayed due to rainy weather. PennDOT closed the road and removed the culvert, and the official detour uses the 11-mile Creek Road, Brizzy Hollow Road, and 44, and will be in place now through July 14th, 1 week later than originally announced. PennDOT says it will reopen the box culvert and roadway before July 14th if work progress allows. The box culvert spans 11-mile Creek near the village of Crystal. Replacement will allow PennDOT to remove the bridge from Potter County's structurally deficient list and remove weight postings of 27 tons for single vehicles and 28 tons for combination vehicles. An average of 250 vehicles moves through this area daily. The project is a cooperative effort between PennDOT, Potter County Maintenance, and contractor L.C. Whitford Company of Wellsville. Work items there include
excavation, removal of the existing box culvert, placement of the new box culvert, backfilling for the new box culvert, concrete work, and paving. In other news, both drivers escaped injury in a rear-end collision Tuesday afternoon in Bloss Township. Mansfield-based state police say the fender bender occurred when Gordon Kinnett of Blossburg stopped his 1972 Chevrolet Nova
in the southbound lane on Bloss Mountain Road and was struck by a Subaru Impreza driven by Kevin Folkrod of Trout Run. Police said both men were using seatbelts. Troopers at Mansfield are also looking for a hit-and-run driver whose vehicle sideswiped another Tuesday morning in Del Mar Township. A Dodge 1500 hit the driver's side mirror on a Dodge heavy-duty truck driven by Justin Spangler of Landisville, Pennsylvania, and kept going north on the Balsam Road. Both Spangler and his passenger, Kevin Stow of Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania, were seatbelted. State Police and Emporium are investigating a hit-and-run occurring last Saturday in Shippen Township, Cameron County. An unknown vehicle went off Neckler Road and collided with a vehicle owned by Ruth Chris of Austin between 2 and 10:30 p.m. Anyone with information about that hit-and-run is asked to call the Emporium Barracks at 814-486-3321. And a burglary occurring on Route 49 in Nelson Township, Tioga County, between June 7th and 13th is being investigated by troopers at the Mansfield Barracks. burglars entered the home of Philip Eggleston in Elkland and stole $400 in cash from an upstairs bedroom. And a criminal mischief is also under investigation by troopers at Mansfield. Vandals egged a vehicle owned by Logan Adams of Covington while it was parked by Route 549 and Route 6 between noon and 4:45 p.m. June 1st. Anyone with information about either of those crimes is asked to call the Mansfield Barracks at 570-662-2151. Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Prati says our high yesterday was 73. The overnight low was 46. He received a tenth of an inch of rain at his location. We had slightly less, 0.04 inches here on Fishing Creek in the Black Forest. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:55 p.m. That'll give us 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.